Omar Rava says, Hosom Tre Chazok Lekula. Vahacha Chode Chazok Lekula. Rava says another terrace. By the mace, there are two Chazokas to be Mekum. What are the two Chazokas? Eshtin, this person was the Cheskas Chai. He was alive in the morning. So Mesomer at night, he's still alive. Who are then the person that touched him? He also has a Cheskas Tor. Before we touched this person, he was Tor. You have a suffix, you touch somebody. We don't know if the guy is mace or not. The person has a cheskas tire on himself also. So we have two chazakas to go to kulam. That's where Ramei goes to kulam. Mashenki, and now Mishnah, hocha chode chazaka. And now Mishnah is only one chazaka. What's the chazaka? You put the truma there. Now true, the truma before Shabbos was Tor. We have a suffix, did it become Tommy or not? Vena Shemashris. But that's you only have one chazaka. One chazaka does milk when you have a suffix, you write so. That's where Rava's Teretz. Trashi, Rava Rama. He wants to even there could be talking about two kiti yedim by the case of mace. If you have two or two, still there's a chilek. But hosam trei chazokin inu litar umishamachi as in lakula. You could trail about the tray. Then with mace aches kosa rishena kol alayla of a chayhu. Eshter the person was alive. The person that's touching him also had a cheskes tyro. Therefore, the Rashi learns the same akimta. We invite to train, trade two edim, but after you only have one chazaka does not b'mok him train, trade. But two chazakas do him. Good. So Bikitsa with Miyashu of Ramei. There's no Stephen Ramei now. Fed Gemara though, Kasha the Rabbi Yasi, had Rabbi Yasi. But we have a Stephen Rabbi Yasi. And now in Mishnah, Rabbi Yasi goes the Kula. Rabbi Yasi goes the Kula. Why? Because now Eruv Tchum, let's say it's only with the Rabbanon, you go the Kula. And here by Tume, we say Rabbi Yasi goes the Kumra. Even by Tume, the Rabbanon, still Rabbi Yasi was Machmir. So how come by Tume, the first child of Tume was where the person was Tomei mid Rabbonim, and we have a suffix, he was terrible in the Mikvah or not, we don't know whether it's feeling good or not, Rabbi Yossi says the person is still Tomei. So, according to Stephen, Rabbi Yossi, how come in our Mishnah he goes the Kula, and here if a person was Tomei only mid Rabbonim, you have a suffix, if he went to the Mikvah, if he was terrible or not, he's still Tomei. According to Stephen, Omer Rav Huna, Bachinuna, I tell you, Shani Tuma. Tuma Tak is different. Hail V'yesh Lo'ikim in Atarim. By the shayla here, tumah, even though it's only tumah with the rabbanim, it's only mayim shuvim fell on him. Or else he ate oichlam tumayim. But I call upon him as an ikim in atayra. That means there is a din tumah with the raisa. So any tumah with the rabbanim were machmim in asafik. My sheikh and the ruvet tchumim by says has no mokim with the raisa. For at the gemara, Shabbos nami with the raisa. What do you mean? Shabbos also has lamates melachas with the raisa. And the gemara ksav Rabbi Yosi tchumim the rabbanim. Rabbi Yosi Yos know that negated to this Isser of walking out of the Tchum Shabbos of Pai Mama, there is no Isser Diraisa. His Tavim meaner is, he holds like Rashi said, Kash, he holds like the Bekiva Shita. Rashi Hoyo, Rashi Shabbos Nama Diraisi, A Tchumim Poruch, Lamema the Tchumim Diraisa, Kreb Kiva Masechta Soitim. His Tavim meaner is that Rabbi Yosi holds like the Bekiva Shita, that Tchumim is Midiraisa. So if it's Tchumim is Diraisa, want you go to Chumra? The Teretz is no. Rabbi Yosi's Tchum is only Midir Rabbonin. And there's not even a Tzad Isser, there's not even an Ikim Midir Minatarim. There's no Isser at all Midir Isser walking out of the Tchum Shabbos. Therefore, since it's 100% Midir Rabbonin, Minasotis we go to Kulam. Mashenki, where a person was Tomei, even though he's only Tomei Midir Rabbonin, and still we go to Chumra there. Why? Because there is such a side of an Ikka Tomei Midir Isser. So any Shail and Tuma, you go to Chumra according to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara, they cannot bring your raya for this. No, yeah, that's one teretz. The boy say another teretz is, Hodi Dei Hodi Rabbi. One goes according to him, one goes according to his Rebbe. So Rashi, Didei Machmir Afilu B'Sofet Rabbonim. Rabbi Yosi himself, Shita, that's a Shita, by Tumor, that even on the Sofet Rabbonim still is Machmir. Umasnissen, I and our Mishnah Rabbi Yosi says, a Sofet Erev, you go look cool, the Erev is kosher, I tell you, that's the Rabbi. That's the name of his Rebbe. So the Mara Dekanami have a raya for this. Diktani, the end of our Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Av Tumis Hayed Mishun Chamishas Kenim, She Sofik Erev Kosher Shmamina. So right, it's not Rabbi Yosi Shit himself, it's Rabbi Yosi saying it over the name of his Rebbe. That his Rebbe holds a Sofik Tchumim, since it's only Midir Rabbonim, you go to Kula. But Enochlami, Rabbi Yossi himself holds, even on a Sofet Rabbonim, also we go to Chumra. So Rashi, you must listen, the Rabbi of Tumasi. Yeah. So Mel, it's not Shreya, it's no steering of Rabbi Yossi either. Rabbi Ramah says another terrace. Rabbi Ramah Taya Hossa, minor time with Rabbi Yossi. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is Machmer here, again, the Shaila was where the person went into Mayim Shuvim. So the person became Tumim with Rabbonim. And then it's a Sofet if he made a good feel or not. He went into the mikvah. We have a suffix, was the mikvah kosher or not? So there Rabbi Yossi says, you go to Chumrah to say the person is still Tomei. I, why in our Mishnah does he say a suffix Erev is kosher? Teretz is like this. Hosom, I'm telling Rabbi Yossi, Hemet Tomei Aches Kosoin, V'yei Meloi Tovum. That there the pshat is, once the person became Tomei with the Rabbonin, he's Tomei. Now he went to the mikvah. We have a suffix, was it feel good or not? So Menas Sofik will say, Hemet Tomei, Al Ches Kosei, that the Tum is still there, Mestam the Tfilah didn't help him. So the Gemara Adi Rabbo, Hemet Mikvah Al Ches Kosei, but we have a Sofik like, is there still our boy and son in Mikvah? So the Havamina was that Metchilu we knew you had a kosher Mikvah here. And now today we have a Sofik, maybe the Mikvah is not kosher now. So Fakir, Shtel the Mikvah on a Cheskes Tyro, so when he went to the Mikvah, he like made a Vada, Maisa Tfilah. So there should be no Sofik Tum at all. And let's say the mikvah is not chosar. Let's say the shas he was tevul, it was 100% good mikvah. The teretz says we're putting a kimtom, the mikvah shla nimdad. We're talking about in a case that the mikvah really metchila never had a cheskas kashrus. We're talking about such a mikvah that metchila when you filled it up with water, you never really measured it. That's what we're talking about. So you have a sofik b'chlau of the mikvah's Torah or not. Yeah? And the person was tevul. So you have a sofik. The person himself has a cheskas tumah. We know before he went to the mikvah, he was vadei tumah. So since there's a vadei tumah here and a sofik tefillah, that's why we shtel nachazaka the way it was before. Mashenkir now mishnah good is a sofik eruv, but before Shabbos the truma was tahira. You have a sofik. When did the truma become tumah? So min a sofik shtel nachazaka. Chazaka tells us it was tahor before Shabbos. Mistama was still tahor ben hashmoshes. That's why now Mishnah Rabbi Yossi goes the Kula, because you have the Chazaka on the Truma. Here by Tuma, we're talking about the person himself is Vadei Tomei. Now what happened? He went to the Mikvah. So you have a Sofik if the Mikvah is a good Mikvah or not. Minas Sofik, tell the person the Chazaka the way he was before. Before the person was Tomei, Mistomer is still Tomei. So now there's no steering, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also holds you go boss the Chazaka. So now Mishnah the Chazaka is that the Truma is Tahira. And here by the person that's Tomei, the Chazaka is that he's still Tomei. The male is no steering of Yossi. Yeah. So the Maratanya. Ketza Adam Rabbi Yossi, Sofik Erev Kosher. Like, what's the Vizote Sefto? Because, like, the Mazmur Al Mishnah. What's the, where, which case did Rabbi Yossi say that we have a Sofik, if the Erev is kosher or not, we go to Kula. To say, Ruve Truman Ischal. You're allowed to walk a Payaman out of it. What's the case? Erev Vitruma. You put down Truma. You use two Chalas from Truma. Sofik mebeoid yoim nitmas. We then later on Shabbos to come, we see a dead sheretz on top of the truma. Now we don't know when did this dead sheretz come there. Did it come to the boy yoim before Shabbos and the melo of the truma the erev is not chal, or else sofik meshech hashecha nitmas. We have a sofik. Maybe the truma first came after Shabbos, after the bein hashemoshes, and once the erev was already chal, it doesn't bother us anymore. The chain the same thing. The peris, you put down peris there. Sofik meboy yom nitkino, sofik meshech hashecha nitkino. We don't know when they took off Truma Samaisis. Was the Truma Samaisis taken off before Shabbos? Or was the Truma Samaisis taken off on Shabbos? Is there a sofik eruv kosher? This is called a sofik eruv, and in both cases we say it's kosher. Trashi v'chein b'peiris shel tevel. Who then you have peiris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael? That's tevel. After they put him down, maybe it did take off Truma Samaitis. Sofik Meshech Hashecha Nitkino. And by says, then it was done the Yisr. So Rashi then, Beloy Kon Erev. On the sign at the beginning of Ben Hashemoshes, the Truma, you didn't take off Truma, it's so called Tevil, so it's not edible. If this Chal is not edible at that time, so the Erev is not Chal. So Sofik Meshech Hashecha Nitkino, Beloy Kon Erev. Says Namba Masisin, Avoloy Betevil. You can't make an Erev with Tevil. Well, the common Poruch, Pahai, my Cheskas Kasha Zika. Later, the Gemara is after Kasha Machal in this case, it's Shver. If you have Peris, that was Tevil. You have a Sofet, did he take off Truma or not? There's no Cheskas Kashris. Fakir. Menasofik stelled the perilous on the chazoka that Metchila was tevil, Mistom is still tevil. So Vada should be no good. More soon it's a kashim. Vika the master of Yosi Bo, Iglumen hemet tevil achas kosli. Now here's the kasha. How could Rav Yosi say in this case it's kosher, there's no cheskas kashris? Fakir, the chazoka says they're still tummy. But I call upon these are the two cases that Rav Yosi said Menasofik is a good error. Vaitam, Avul Erev vitruma. But if you made Erev with a truma, Sofik Torah, Sofik Tumeya. You have a Sofik Metchilo, what kind of Paris did you put down for the Erev? Metchilo, did you put down Truma Torah, or did you put down Truma Tumeya Metchilo? That's your Sofik. So here there's no Chazoka. You have a Sofik, what type of Truma did you put down the first second? In other words, in your house, you had two Trumas there. You had one Lechem in your house that was Truma Torah, and you had one Lechem that was Truma Tumeya. And now you took one of those two, and one outside and put it down. We don't know which Lechem you put outside. There is no Chazaka. Who are then V'chein B'Peris? Same thing, you took Peris from your house. Sofet Nitkinor, Sofet Nitkinor. You don't know these Peris from the bundle that you took off Truma Semaisis, or that you didn't take off Truma Semaisis. Is there any Sofet Erev Kosher? This is not called the Sofet, that's Torah. That's Kosher. For a particular reason, there's no chazaka here. You have a sofik metchilo. Which parrot did you take from your house to put for the eruv? Did you take kosher or did you take treifa? So that you have a sofik. If it's good or not, pshito. The eruv is not chal. His Rav Yosi is only matter when we have a chazaka to say it's still on cheskes taira. Now, for the Gemara, maishin or truma. Why do we say truma is good? This is the kashan ratio. The first case, if you put truma there, and we have a suffix, when did it become tamei? So you say it's tor, because we still on the chazaka, just like before when you put it down, it was tor. Mistom, it's still tor ben hashmoshes. For the Gemara, peris nami. Why do you say if you put down peris there that you had a suffix, maybe took off maisus before Shabbos, maybe took it off later? You tell me it's kosher. Hem netev lachas kosher pumfakir. In such a sofik, it should not be a good erev. What happened here? You took peiris that was vade tevel, and you put it down there for the erev. Now we have a sofik, the person did take off truma semaisis, but we don't know when he took off the truma semaisis. Was it before ben hashmoshes? It wasn't after ben hashmoshes. That's our sofik. Could be even ben hashmoshes allowed to take off truma semaisis. So mele ben hashmoshes he did it. We don't know, did he do it before Ben HaShemoshes, then the Erev is Chal, or did he do it later in the middle of Ben HaShemoshes, that the Erev is not Chal? So in such a case, what do you say, Misafik is kosher, Fakir? Minasafik, it should be Postum, Koshtel and Chazoka, before the Paris were Tevum, Mistom is still Tevum. So the more name the Hema Tevum Lachas Kosoi, V'yayim Ola Nitkino, you didn't fix it up. And to the Gemara and Echnami, Loi Tema, don't say the case is, Safik Mibigur Nitkino. Don't say we have a sofik. Did he take off the maestros before Shabbos? Or did he do it on Shabbos? Ela eimor. Sofik meboid yoim nidmo. Sofik meshechashecha nidmo. We're talking about the guy put down peiris that were mesukin already. He took off peiris that you vatted, took off shumas and maestros. You put down good chal out there. Now over there, somebody else had shuma there, and your peiris or your chala got mixed up with shuma. And it became meduma now. Meduma revived you, not allowed to eat it until you take off truma samais again. So the pshat is, v'shas you put down yerev, it was vaday good. We have a suffix, when did it get mixed up with truma to make it possible? So about you have a suffix, did it get mixed up on Shabbos? Or did it get mixed up before Shabbos? So hemid your yerev v'ches kosrei, that v'shas you put it down, it was kosher v'heiris. So mestam was still kosher ben hashmoshes. That's pshan Rav Yosi. That's why it's kosher. When you have a suffix, shtel and chazoka. So more boy Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. The Rav Huna. Here's the kasha. Hoyu lefonov shtei tikkus. The person has in front of him two breads, two chalas. Achas tmeya v'yachas terva. One chal is tor, one chal is tmeya. Mestam they were truma, and one is tor, you're allowed to eat, and one is tmeya, you're not allowed to eat. The yomer, the person said, Erev li b'torim. I want my Erev to be chal with the Torah dik one. V'chol mokem shi. Whichever one of the two it is. In other words, we don't know which one of the two is Torah. So l'maisa l'alocha, he's not allowed to eat either one of them. Because since you have a suffix, which one is tamei, you can't eat either one. Suffix gotta go to chumro. So what the person did was he took both of these lechems and put them both outside there for his Erev. And he said like a monosha, katagal yishmaya. Whichever one is Torah, I want that one to be for my Erev. Is that good or not? That's the Shailam. Mahu. But the more Tiboyel Rav Meir, Tiboyel Rav Yosef, they have a kasha both of them. Zayin al Mishri, Golu Chumri, Golu Kula. What about this case? Tiboyel Rav Meir, can I have a shallow cross Rav Meir? Even though Rav Meir says Nesophic Erev, you go to Chumri and al Mishnah. Is that kind of come Rav Meir Hossam to Lek Torah? And now Mishnah Rav Meir goes to Chumri, because right now when we find the Erev, there's no Torah there. Right now, this one chal you put out there, there's a sheris on top of it. So when we see it Shabbos morning, we see that Erev is Vadei Tomei. That's where Rav Meir goes to Chumra. Mashenken, hocha ho'ika Torah. Mashenken over here, since you put two lechems there, and one lechem is Vadei Tor, maybe it is a good Erev. Oy Dilma declared the shayla even according to Rav Yosi in our Mishnah. Oy Dilma fiddle the Rav Yosi that says no Suffolk Erev is the kula loikomri alahosam tiyamisa di Torah yodalo. There the pshat is that vein hashmoshes on its side this lechem is tor. You're allowed to eat it then. We know which one is tor and you're allowed to eat it. Avol hocho hola yodalo. But here, right now, we know 100% that Ben HaShemoshes, we do not know which one is Tor and which one is Tomei. So Lamaisa, Ben HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to eat either one of them. Even though really one you are allowed to, but since you don't know which one yes, which one no, Lamaisa, you can't eat either one of them. Or Malehi answered back, Aloch Riz, Ben Rav Yosi, Ben Rav Meir, you should know, Be'inon Suda Haruyim Abad Yoyim Balechem. The Aloch of Erev Tchumim is, you have to be able to eat that Lechem Abad Yoyim. That means before you put it down, even before Shabbos starts, it has to be such a suda that you're allowed to eat it. Here, Lamaisa, you can't eat these two lechems. Even though it's only minasafik, but Lamaisa, you can't eat them. Since you can't eat them, the lochrid, the erev is not chal. That's the cloud. Din and suda ruim abayjun. When you put the erev down before Shabbos, it has to be roy to be eaten. That's one story we had before. You're allowed to make an erubit chum even for Yom Kippur. Even though on Yom Kippur itself, you're not allowed to eat the bread. You have a chiyuv to fast, you're not allowed to eat. But the pshat was, when you put the bread down right before Yom Kippur, at that time you were allowed to eat the lechem. So you see, the din of eating an Erev Chum is, right before Shabbos, you have to be able to eat the lechem. And here you can't eat the lechem before Shabbos, so pshit to the Erev is not chal, according to everybody. I make a tanai. I have a piece of bread, and I say, Hayoim choil. Today is Friday, today is choil. It's normal bread. I can eat it today. Ulumacha kodesh. But on Shabbos, I want it to become hegdish. So I'm not kisha today on Friday, I'm making it tonight. I'm saying this bread, today on Friday it's choil. Whoever wants to eat it, doesn't eat it. If nobody eats it today, by tomorrow this piece of bread becomes hegdish. I'm not kisha. If it becomes hegdish, you can't use it for Ubit Chumim, because you're not allowed to eat hegdish. So what's the halacha? Kikazu ayem cholamacha kodesh. The Yomer, and he said, Erev li dezer. I want this piece of bread to be my Erev. Maho, what's the loch? Is it good or not? Omalei answered back, Erev ayerev. You should know the Erev is chal. Why? Like we're saying, because before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to eat this lechem, it's chol. And that's the zman when the bread has to be eaten. It has to be able to be eaten as before Shabbos. So when you put it down Friday, right before Shabbos starts, it's still chol, you're allowed to eat the lechem. Therefore, the Erev is chal. Eruv Yeruv. What about Fakert? Hayoyim Kodesh. I said Fakert. Today, Friday, it should become Kodesh, should be Hegdish. Ulamacha Choyal. I made my Tanai, it's only Hegdish for one day. Tomorrow, on Shabbos, to come Shabbos, it becomes Choyal automatically. V'yomna Eruv Libazir. And I said, I want to use this Lechem now for Eruv. Mahu? Or Malay, ain't Eruv Yeruv. You know, the Eruv is not Chal. Like we're saying, it's very poshid. Because since Friday, right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat this lechem, because it's still Hegdish then. You said today, Friday is Hegdish. It first becomes Chol on Shabbos. So since Lamaisa today, you can't eat it, I'd rather it's any Ruvi Erev. But for the Gemara Maishma, what's the chilz in the two cases? As he didn't know Chol what the Svar was. Omaleh, he answered back, L'chitecho le kura de milcha. When you sit down and count a barrel of salt, then I'll tell you. In other words, he went to tell him, think a little bit, and you'll find out the terrors. Now what's the chilz? Hayoim chol, the ratio where you say, today it's chol, today you're allowed to eat the bread. Ulamacha kodesh, but just on Shabbos. That's when you want the kedusha. To be chal, the locher is, misveika leinachtalei kedusha. That misofik, in other words, bein hashmoshes, that's when the eruv etchum is chal. Eruv etchum is chal bein hashmoshes. Mamish, the first second when Shabbos comes in. But that's really a suffix even, is a Shabbos or not. So now you want to know when does Hegdish chal? Hegdish min ha-suffix is not chal until it's Vaday Shabbos. Because again, like Yishtel and Chazokon, Friday this piece of bread was chol. So a whole day Friday it's Vaday chol. When does the first become Hegdish? When it's Vaday Shabbos. Bein ha-shmoshes of a suffix, if it's Shabbos or not, it's not chal yet to Kedusha. So Rela, bein ha-shmoshes is bread like it's still edible. See Rashi? Rashi ayoin chol, ulumocha kodesh, ubein ha-shmoshes, at the beginning is Shabbos, bein ha-shmoshes. The kineyas eriv, that's the time when an eriv is chal, a rubit chal, a tchumim is chal, bein ha-shmoshes, sveikuhu. It's a suffix then if it's kodesh or not. Because that's the side of bein ha-shmoshes. It's a suffix. Is it Shabbos or isn't it Shabbos? So the klal is umisveikel es tifkim minusa kemaisam. Again, like this a chazaka that this bread is becheskas chulin, because on Friday it was chulin. So we have a suffix now, but still Friday or not? Min asuffik was telling us chazaka was before. It was chulin on Friday, so it's still chulin until it's vaday Shabbos. When is it vaday Shabbos? After bein ha-shmoshes. Come to say, is the zman of bein ha-shmoshes. Sofik Shabbos, Sofik Chol, the bread was the Cheskas Chulin, so that's the Zman Erev is Chal. Mainly the Erev could be Chal with this. This was a Chulin liquor bread, you're allowed to use it for an Erev. Mashenkin the other way is Pum Faker. What about Tayoim Kodesh? You said today on Friday you want your bread to be Hegdish. That was my tonight. Ulamacha Chol, and automatically you said tomorrow on Shabbos Hegdish should go off this Lechem, should go off the Chalom. And you left this Chalom now for Yerev. The locker is, Misveiko lepoka lekedusha. Here it says pum faker lepoka kedushasim minay. Now bein ha-shmoshes, that was suffik. Is it still Friday or is it Shabbos? So on Friday it has kedusha to it. The bread is kodesh. When does it become chulin? First on Shabbos. So bein ha-shmoshes to the suffik. If it's still Friday or not, so still on the chazaka the way it was Friday. Friday it was hegdish. It's still hegdish. When does the kedusha go off it? Only when it's vaday Shabbos. So bein ha-shmoshes, when the erev should be chal, it still has a din kedusha on it. Maybe you can't eat this bread. The male erev is not chal. So it's a portion of chilek. Yeah. So the it's not awesome. We learned also din in tfuyayim, lugin tfuyayim. You have a lug, that means there is something about a tiddish kadin. Like you have barrels, that's a tfuyayim. Tfuyayim, it has tumah to it. It can't be matam anything else. It's tumah until the night time. Now, shemolo min hachovius shel meiser. You filled up these barrels with meiser. Meiser tevel. Meiser tevel means you have meiser rishon in these barrels. Now, the locher is a tful yoim is not metama meiser rishon. A tful yoim is only metama truma, or else truma's meiser, not meiser rishon. Meiser rishon is not makabel tuma from the tful yoim. So these barrels now were tful yoim. And you put inside the barrels Maiserishin, that you did not take off Trumas Maiser yet. So far nothing is Tomei yet. Yeah. Shal Maiser Tevel. The Yoma, the person said like this, Hareze Trumas Maiser Lichash Techshach. I want at night time on Shabbos, that's when I want to be Chal, the Din Trumas Maiser. Now the locher is, that a Tful Yoin is Tomei only for the daytime. When it comes at night time, the tful yoim becomes tor. We're talking about the tummy, you put the card in the mikveh ready. So it's only tummy till the night time. When it comes at night time, the tumah goes off. So in such a case, the locher is, dvar of kayomim. You should know everything is kosher. That what? Because when does it become chal trumas meiser? At night time. At night time, it's not a tful yoim anymore. So this barrel was never metama, the trumas meiser. Because when you put the meiser inside it, when it was Tfuyoyim, it wasn't Trumas Maisi yet. It was only Maisi Rishon. Maisi Rishon is not Makabel Tumah from the Tfuyoyim. When does it become Trumas Maisi? At night time. At night time, it's already not a Tfuyoyim anymore. Mail is good. The Imam Erev Libezer. What about the person says, I want the Rubit Tchumim to be Chal with this barrel? I have a barrel of Peris here, that the barrel of Peris are Maisi Rishon, and it's in a barrel that has Tumas Tfuyoyim on it. What's going to be the Loch? I use it for an Erev or not? Is loyal maklum? He didn't know what to answer. He kept quiet. Omar Rava, zoy semeris. From here I have a raya. No, fakir. Yeah, your mom Arab libezer loyal maklum. Fakir. He said the Arab is not chal. That was his answer. The person said the Arab should be with this maiserishin. You should know loyal maklum. Why not? Omar Rava, zoy semeris. Soif hayoyim kain Arab. When is the Arab chal? The Erev Eschal Soif HaYoy means the end of Friday. It means right real before Shabbos even starts. At the beginning of Ben HaShemashos, that's when Eruv Etchum Eschal. Soif HaYoy means the end of Friday. So here, at the end of Friday, you have Maaser Rishon. Now, when did you say the Trumas Maaser should be Chal? First Mishatechshach, at night time. So right now, the beginning of Ben HaShemashos, it's Maaser Rishon, and you didn't take off the Trumas Maaser yet, you're not allowed to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it can't be good for an Erev. An Erev has to be edible. Here, Ben HaShemashos, you're not allowed to eat this Maaser, because you have Maaser Rishon, and you're settled, you didn't take off the Trumas Maaser yet. You made it tonight, the Trumas Maaser should be Chal Mishatechshach. That means at night turn. When is at night turn? It means when it's Vade Shabbos. But Erev, Tchum has to be Chal, but Joy means Friday. The last second of Friday, Ben HaShemashos, that's when the Erev is Chal. At that time, it was Tevel. It was not Trumas Mais, it wasn't Chal. You can't eat it. It's Zoyz Semeres, Seifa Yom Karin Erev. So the Mardi, Saka Daitach, Tchilasa Yom Karin Erev, because if you tell me, the beginning of Shabbos, that's what's kind of the Erev, of the Zoyz, Iyoma Erev Li Bezeh, Amayla Yoma Klum. If he said, I want the Erev to be Chal with these pairs. Now what happened? These pairs on Friday were Maaser Rishon. You didn't take off Trumas Maaser. But you made it tonight that the Trumas Maaser should be Chal Mishatechshach. So as soon as Shabbos is Chal, it's Chal the Trumas Maaser. So at that second, you are allowed to eat the pairs. You know, like you made it tonight, the Trumas Maaser is on the right side. So left side, you're allowed to eat. So if the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, here at the beginning of Shabbos, it's edible. So why isn't the Erev Chal? So here you have a riot that Eruv Etchumim, it's Chal, the last second of Friday, not the beginning of Shabbos. So the Gemara name, maybe you'll tell me that when is Eruv Etchumim Chal at the beginning of Shabbos? The first second of Shabbos, even after Ben HaShemashos, that's when Erev is Chal. Over here, even though at that second, that's when the Trumas Maaser is Chal, and then it's not Tevel. You'll not eat these peris, but still it's no good for Erev. Why? Because Erev is Be'inon Suda Horuyim Avod Yoyim V'lechem. That we had before. An Erev has to be, the lechem you put down for the Erev, has to be edible even before the Erev is Chal. On Friday, the last second of Friday, our korban has to be edible. So here, when you put down this Erev Friday, the last second, it was Trumas Maaser without the Truma Gedolah, without the Trumas Maaser taken out of it. So at the beginning of the last second of Friday, it's also Titus Erev. Because this is Truma is Maaser Rishon without the Truma Maaser taken off it. So Trumas Maaser Rishon is a Chi of Misa Titus. Mesmisa b'day Shemayim, if ye eat Maaser Rishon without taking off the truth.
You're holding the Aflamet Vov Omer Aleph, the bottom Gemara, we'll start over again. Tanan Hosen, login is full yom. If you have a card, a picture full of a picture that is a full yom, that means it was Tomei, and you were table in the mikvah today, and the din of a full yom is you have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till at night time, then it becomes Tahor. Shemolo min hachovius shemaiser tevel. Now inside it you filled it up with the maiser, which is tevel, which means you did not take off the trumas maiser from the maiser. In other words, you gave the maiser to the Levi, and now it's a chayv upon the Levi to take off trumas maiser, and they didn't take off trumas maiser yet. Now the halacha is a tful yoim is pasels a truma, or else it pasels trumas maiser. Mashen kein maiser doesn't pasel. So therefore, right now, all you have inside this pitcher is only Maaser. So therefore, even though the pitcher is a Tfuyayim, the pitcher is not Metama, the Maaser inside. Because you didn't take off Trumas Maaser, there's no Trumas Maaser here. Now the Maaser is V'yoma, now the person says, Hareza Trumas Maaser Likeshatechshach. At night time, then it should be Chal Trumas Maaser from this Maaser. That's what he says. Is the Locha Dvar of Kayomim. Everything is okay. Because the Tful Yom, this Keli, this pitcher that's Tomei, at night time it becomes Tahor. Now, when does he say the Trumas Maaser should be Chal? At night time. So by the time it becomes night, when it's Chal, the Din, Trumas Maaser, the Kli is already Tahor, therefore it's not Metame, the Trumas Maaser, therefore Dvar of Kayom, everything is good. So tomorrow, V'yimah Ma'eru Eruvoli Bezeh, let's say though the person says he wants to use these Perus, or this Chalam, for an Eruv, then layom maklum. The locher is he didn't say anything, which means the Erev is not Chal. Now, why not? So the Gemara Omar Rava Zois Semeris. From here, there is a raya. Here it is said that Soif Hayoim Koin Erev. When is the Erev Chal Eruv Itchumim? It's Chal Soif Hayoim, the end of the day, which means Friday. The end of Friday, right before Shabbos. It means at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, that's when the Erev has to be Chal. Now here, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, it was not Chal Trumas Maisa yet. Therefore, this Maisa is also teeth. It's Tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Maisa. The Trumas Maisa was first Chal Likishatech Shach at night. Therefore, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, the Erev was not Roy Teet. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. So Rashi, Seif Hayoim, Chilas Ben Hashmoshes. It means the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes. Shu Seif Hayoim Shel Erev Shabbos. That's the end of Erev Shabbos. Is Koin Erev. That's the time when the Erev is Chal. So Rashi, Seif Hayoim Akati, Tevel Hu. At the end of the day, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, these Peris, or this Chal, is still Tevel. Because he first said the Trumas Maisa should be Chal Likashatech Shach at night. Therefore, at Ben Hashmoshes, the Erev is not Roi Tit, the Erev is not Chal. So, Gemara,